All right, the Bagpipe Brothers are in here, and where are we going?
We brought it back last week. Romper Room.
Oh, we romper rooming it. All right, Giddens goes first.
And David won last week, did he not?
He did.
Even though he couldn't tell you what an adjective is, he still won.
Even though the game's rigged, I won.
It's not rigged.
Listen, I know you get those emails.
The emails
for all the answers that he's going to ask you. I know.
I don't look at my emails. So yeah. It don't matter.
You're like the rest of us. Yeah. Right? You don't look at email. All right, here we go.
All right, Giddens. You know the subjects: math, science, English language arts, history, social studies, and geography.
I'm going to start on the other end of the spectrum here. Fifth grade math.
Okay. Solve for X, Giddens. 14 times X minus 21.
Equals what?
Equals 49, sorry.
He wasn't going to let you win that one. He wasn't even going to finish, man. All
right. Read it again for me.
14 times X minus 21. That's it.
14 times X minus 21 equals
49.
49. 14 times X minus 21 equals 49.
You know, that's not a...
I want to write it down, man. If I could just write it down.
No, we ain't got time for that. He's lost that one.
Hey, you can write it down.
Five.
To be fair, David, if you got a fifth grade, wouldn't it be the same type of question? I gave you the same leeway.
Five, four,
equals
three,
49.
14 times X minus 21 equals 49. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna count them down, David. Let's see. I'm going to start a timer for him.
I can tell you the answer to it when you first ask it.
All right, Giddens, you got 5 seconds.
X equals five.
Correct.
If I take 45 minutes to answer one of these and we don't get to the other questions, that's okay.
I give you time.
No, you can give me crap.
All right, David.
I give you time.
You want?
I don't give you the Jeopardy music.
All right, I want first grade science.
What is the tallest mammal?
Giraffe.
Yep. Correct.
Let's go on. See, I thought it was
Shaquille O'Neal.
It doesn't matter what you thought or taught. Listen, we're going on here. I don't take an hour to get answers. Let's go. Rapid fire.
If you don't know it, you don't know it. Compared it with other animals.
It's 1-0, David. He ran out of time.
It's 1-1. What's the next one?
You got to pick, Giddens. I don't pick for you.
It's already missed.
It's like 14 minus X. Plus 21.
All right. Let's go first grade history because I hate history.
You hate history.
Yep.
Who was the president of the United States before George W. Bush?
Before George W. Bush, not H.W.
Before George W. Bush. Yes.
That was Bill Clinton.
Correct.
Okay. I'll take second grade history.
Second grade history.
Yep.
Which U.S. president is on the $5 bill?
That's Lincoln.
Yeah. I asked you the $50 bill last week, and you said you don't have any of those.
That's because I don't ever see a $50 bill.
You see $5 bills, don't you?
Yeah. When I get a burger and I hand them a 10, they give me a 5 back.
Where you go to get burgers for $5 at?
You better shop your value meals.
There's nothing of value meal to him, though.
Happy meal. I mean, get the kids' meal.
The only happy thing about a meal for you is if you get 10 of them. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Let's do second grade geography.
Geography. Which U.S. state has Mount Rushmore?
Oh, crap. North Dakota.
Nope.
South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Man!
All right. So there I got a chance to take a lead here. Give me third grade English.
What is the past tense of begin?
Begun.
Yeah.
You can began or begun?
Yeah, you can do either. Okay. Seriously. Yeah. So I'm up 3-2.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Uh-oh. What do I have left?
Science, English, language arts.
I have third and fourth grade.
It's no good for you, Giddens.
Give me third grade science.
What is the smallest unit of life?
An atom.
Nope.
An amoeba.
Nope.
What is
a
it?
A cell.
Cell. Okay.
An atom is just energy.
All right, so yeah. I'm still up 3-2. I can close this thing out
you
here.
You can.
Give me fourth grade. What have I got left?
You got math and you got geography.
Give me fourth grade geography.
The Tropic of Capricorn lies in which hemisphere?
Go ahead to the next question. Wait a minute. Say that again.
That is a 50-50.
The Tropic of Capricorn.
He'll get it because it's just 50-50.
Lies in which hemisphere?
He'll get it.
Which hemisphere?
Yeah.
The Western hemisphere.
I guess, there technically was a 25% no. Incorrect.
Why?
It's the Southern hemisphere.
Well, you don't have a 50-50 then. You got a 25%.
That's what I said.
But then it have to isn't in okay. But it's either it could be north and west or south and east.
Giddens, I'm just going with what the answer she gave me.
ChatGPT might have screwed you just now, David.
ChatGPT is screwing me. Okay.
All right, you can tie it here, Giddens.
Feels pretty good.
All right, so all I got left is fourth grade English, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What is
you didn't hear me, did you?
What is the antonym of ancient?
What is the antonym of ancient?
Yes.
Brand new.
That'll
present.
Modern. What are modern, we looking for? But present, I think present, brand new. Yeah.
Okay, so we're tied at 3, and I have a chance to win this thing with fifth grade math. At least give me the whole problem here.
Here, you want a pen?
You want a pencil?
I'm going to get as long as I need.
Get ready to go, David. Here we go.
All
right. Knowing you're ready for me to read it off to you.
I'm ready.
You know, make sure you say equals.
4x minus 9.
Equals?
Equals.
Wait a minute. 4x.
4 times x minus 9.
Equals?
23.
4 times?
X minus 9 equals 23.
That's not an even number.
What
I'm being honest. That's not. 4 times this number you're looking for minus 9. Oh, wait a minute.
I know it.
Wait a minute. All right, so
this one was easier than mine.
That would be 8.
Yep. Yes. So we're tied. I need my...
No, I just won.
Well, yeah,
tied.
That's right. You won.
I
won.
Back-to-back wins for David.
I won. What are you talking about?
You didn't win. The only thing you won was chewing.
Back-to-back wins,
can
David.
You put that in as a category? Chewing.
Yeah, chewing. I ain't got a chance, and you know what? If we got a category of chewing.
Hey, I missed the bonus categories. You need to bring back the bonus categories.
All right.
Fine arts. Give me some fine arts questions again.
Again, y'all make fun of me with my English and my math, counting on my toes and my hands. You make fun of me with my geography and my president know-how. But yet I'm 2-0 since we brought it back.
Yeah, I don't know where Mount Rushmore is or what an atom is, unfortunately.
I'll be honest with you, I don't even know. When he asked me about the hemisphere, I started to say the equator.
The equator. Where is the Tropic of Capricorn?
I'd love to know that.
Somewhere in the southern hemisphere.
He knows that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with some more picks for Christmas time.
Something I actually know about.
Yeah, you're in third place in that, too.